You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Welcome into the Devy Seminar, presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, back and joined again by my co-host, John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. John, it has been a wild, like, 5-6 weeks here. We did a little bit of conference previews, not as much as I hoped. But, you know, John, the world, thankfully, at least in our part of the country, has opened up a ton. There's been a lot of travel. And, you know, it feels like summer again. So we've been out there enjoying that. But we're back into the swing of things here, John. And we have a really interesting, fun concept here for a way to kind of dig into rankings a little bit, but really talk about our players. But we don't want to be, you know, run of the mill. We don't want to be standard. So you have come up with a really fantastic way to switch things up. We're going to be playing a little Devy Seminar Devy Bingo here tonight. And we're going to be going around the Power Five here. John's going to explain this a little bit more, but I'm really excited to dig into it. I'm happy to be back here, John, in the host seat with you and digging into the summer fun a little bit. So I'm going to let you intro not only Devy Bingo, but I would also love for you, John, to give a little bit of rundown here. I'm wearing my Kings Classic shirt right now, and I'm really excited. We're doing a live draft in Canton in August with the CFF Kings Classic, some of the best of the best. I'm going to finish in last place, and I cannot wait to be a part of it, John. But why don't you tell the listeners a little bit more how they can get involved on that? So we'll talk about that. We'll do some Devy. We'll do an intro to the Devy Bingo. And then we're going to jump all around the Power Five here, talking about some of our favorite players heading into the 2021 season.
Thanks, Matt. It's great to be back. And it's happy Father's Day to everyone. I have three kids, had a wonderful, wonderful day. So we've been working on some new ideas. And if you were a young kid like me in the 70s, you grew up with bad daytime television. I had three channels. And I spent hours watching game shows. That's what you did on a rainy day in the 1970s with your three brothers and no video games. So I came up with a Devy Bingo game. I played bingo when we were in middle school all the time with my teachers. So what we're doing here tonight is Matt and I are going to compete and build a squad of our favorite Devy players. But there's a twist, everyone. You just can't take your guy. You are going to be beholden to the bingo gods in the bingo cage. As the square Matt had put up before, each corresponding square has a position behind it, as well as a conference. So somewheres on that square, there are tight ends from the SEC. Somewhere on that square, on that board, there are quarterbacks from the ACC. We don't know. Well, I do. You, the viewers, do not know where the conference and the positions are ranked. Then when I roll the cage, a ball comes up. And if we get V34, whoever's up, Matt or I, myself, have to draft a Devy player that we like from that conference and that position. We are building a team of one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, one tight end, and a super flex position. There's also Devy Daily Doubles in here, where it's the wild card. You can pick a player from any position and any conference. So if you get lucky enough to get the Devy Daily Double, you could really build your team. Now, every square is worth a different amount, like in Jeopardy. Obviously, the Big 12 quarterbacks are easy. Try to draft a Big 10 quarterback for a Devy squad, but you get more points for the Big Ten quarterback than you do for the Big 12 quarterback. So Matt and I are going to build two Devy teams here. We got the bingo cage. I have a bingo board. You guys are going to watch the board. I got my Devy rankings. Matt's got his Devy rankings. And we're going to complete two full rosters. King's Classic, Matt mentioned. I am so excited. Bob Lung is an amazing guy. He does consistency book. If you haven't read it, buy it on Amazon.com. This is, I think, his third or fourth year doing the Fantasy Football Expo in Canton, Ohio. Bob lives out there. He actually volunteers. It's cool, man. He gets to drive Hall of Famers around Canton, Ohio as a volunteer. Great. Cool thing to volunteer. So I've always wanted to do a live fantasy draft. We were going to do it last year, but we know the pandemic and we weren't able to get together. So this year, to my knowledge, no one has ever recorded a live college fantasy football draft. We see all the time NFL fantasy football drafts. So on Saturday, September 14th, I have 11 great CFF experts and Matt. We got together. And on Saturday the 14th at 11 a.m., we are going to draft a live college fantasy football team. We're going to play it out. The winner is going to have a trophy, and we're going to have it a perennial trophy where everyone who wins it, their names get etched the year that they win the trophy, and they get to hold the trophy for a year, just like the Stanley Cup. So I'm looking minimum of 12 years of doing this league at the Fantasy Football Expo. As long as Bob has me, I'm there. And this is the Build the College Fantasy Football Game. Many of you watching have probably watched Canton. The campus leagues are growing. I think college fantasy football was going to take a leap before the pandemic. Obviously, last year was kind of hard. It was difficult. I played. I had six or seven teams. Hardest season ever. But we're back to normal. We're doing a live draft, everyone. I hope you join us. It's going to be broadcast on the Rookie Big Board channel live. You can watch it afterwards. And then the winner gets a trophy. Matt's coming. I mean, I have so many great guys who are willing to volunteer. It's all volunteer. We're all getting to Canton, Ohio. I'm taking my family for a vacation. We're totally fired up. Can't wait to meet Matt. Matt and I have known each other for 5 years, and I never met him. So I'm going to finally meet Matt. And anyone, please come and see us, talk to us. We don't know how the room, a couple people have emailed. We do not know the room set up yet. If people can come in, that's great. You can watch. We're not, all we know is we're in a conference hotel. We're in a hotel with one of those conference rooms. How big the room is, how it's set up, we don't know yet. But come and watch us, at least watch us live, everyone.
All right. Awesome. A little bit longer intro than normal from us, but important content. And we had to catch up a little bit here. Like I said, we've been off the last 5 or 6 weeks. Our normal tandem has been off that long, I should say. Well, John, let's get right into it, man. I mean, you are the man in charge of the bingo cage here. And I believe I am selecting first, but why don't you go ahead and pull a ball out and tell me what I have to select?
All right, Matt, if anyone can see, he has a yellow. So we're in the N category on the rookie big board. Matt, can you throw up that big board there for the viewers to watch?
Yes. Yep. Here we go.
V. V is yellow. Yellow 31 and 30 or V. I have to go back from bingo to Debbie. Sorry, everyone. I'll be a better host on the road. So we are going V 31. Oh, Matt, you get to choose an Southeastern Conference wide receiver for $100. Obviously, the Southeastern Conference is easy, everyone, but Matt's going to select the Southeastern Conference wide receiver. Who's your Devy wide receiver, Matt?
Yeah, this is interesting. I think there's two SEC wide receivers that really jump out to you right off the bat when it comes to thinking about who I want. It's Treylon Burks and Kayshon Boutte.
Yeah.
And I have Burks slightly higher in my Devy rankings just because he's going to be eligible this year and likely to declare. So I'll go with Treylon Burks, 6'3", 231 pounds out of Arkansas. big bodied guy. He was highly productive, 80 receptions for 1,300 yards and 7 touchdowns in 2020. So really effective, not necessarily great quarterback play that he's doing that with. And again, you know, we saw this last year. There's a few more bigger wide receivers in this year's class. But, you know, a guy that profiles at 6'3", 231, if he could dominate the field, be athletic, show off good hands, I think he's going to have a great chance of being a first-round guy. So haven't got to him yet in summer scouting. He's definitely atop the list for wide receivers. I spent the whole weekend doing quarterbacks so far, John. So I'll be happy to start us off here with Treylon Burks out of Arkansas.
Man, I love me some Treylon Burks. I've got him in so many college fantasy football leagues, and he's my number two Debbie wide receiver. Love him. So let me spin the wheel. Let me see who the big guy gets here. Whoops, one ball went on the floor.
We're going back and forth here, so this is going to be John's selection now.
Yeah, so I got yellow also. Ooh, I ironically, M32. So okay. I get an ACC wide receiver for $200, and I'm going to take a little bit of a risk here. And I understand he's probably fallen down most Debbie boards. He missed all of last season. But to me, the talent is unbelievable, and I understand there's a risk. But Justin Ross at Clemson, I have said this a couple times in the offseason on podcasts and talking to college fantasy football leagues people. I think he's the key to college football this year. If Justin Ross is healthy and he can dominate, Justin Ross and that offense at Clemson is going to be unbelievable. I watch and read everything I can on Justin Ross. It's looking good. I think that offense, if he is able to stay on the field and get at least 100 targets, Justin Ross should be a first-round pick in the NFL. I'm taking a risk here for 200 points. I'm taking Justin Ross of Clemson.
Yeah, absolutely. And while John goes ahead and fires up the next one for me here, you know, I think the key for Justin Ross, there's a lot of talk at a spring camp. He'll be playing in the slot. And that is exactly what John just referenced. His target capability is really what's going to be key to driving that Clemson offense and driving up his NFL draft stock, because he will have to answer for that neck injury, which is severe. It's not the same injury, but, you know, similar severity as to what dropped DK Metcalf to the bottom of the second round. But we've seen his ability to overcome that. And Ross, as a pure receiver, I think most folks would argue is a more talented pure receiver than DK Metcalf. So the value is absolutely still there. He has to put together a strong 2021 season.
So, Matt, ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
You got E20.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, E20. So,
oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Matt. Matt must pick a running back from the Pac-12. For $500, so he gets a lot of money for this one, but he's got to dig deep to get a running back from the Pac-12. Who you got, Matt?
You know, John, I thought I was actually going to have to dig a little bit deeper. This is a guy that I am higher on than nearly everybody I talk to, and ooh, it's almost cheating because he is only just technically now a Pac-12 running back, right? We're doing running backs?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Just making sure. It's Zach Charbonnet, the Michigan transfer, now with UCLA. I'm a big Zach Charbonnet fan. He was very oddly used last season, but, you know, I try not to judge my prospects based on what Harbaugh does with them at Michigan. I think he's a physical dominant runner. He smashes in between the tackles. He's a great goal line running back, and I don't think he was ever given the volume he really deserves. I think he can be a high volume type running back. And you look at what UCLA has done at the running back position the last couple of years. I mean, you look back at Josh Kelly. He transferred into UCLA, spent two seasons there, and he turned himself into a day two draft pick. And I think Zach Charbonnet is miles more talented than Joshua Kelly. So the role is there, the ability is there. And by the way, Demetric Felton was highlighted well by UCLA last year too. A different type of running back, but the offense relies on a good running back to balance out Dorian Thompson-Robinson there. So I'm happy to take him. I'm still taking him much higher than almost everybody, and he's somebody I have on almost every Devi roster, John, because everybody else has written them off. But if I wrote off every player poorly used by Michigan, you know, we'd be eliminating a lot of options.
As a Michigan fan, nothing bothered me more than the last two – well, lots of things bothered me, I should say. But the misuse of Zach Charbonnet by Harbaugh and that coaching staff, and we can complain about Nico Collins, Donovan Peoples-Jones also, everyone. But, I mean, to not use Charbonnet, I believe he was a five-star recruit. He goes back to Los Angeles, California. Look, I wish him the best. The talent's still there. Let's see if Chip Kelly can tap into it. All right, so let me spin for me now.
All right, John's up here with his second selection. Remember, he took Justin Ross, the wide receiver, with his first selection, and the positions are totally random, so let's see what he gets stuck with.
I got another E.
Okay.
I got E7 – E17. So okay. Let's see what – ooh.
Big 10 running back.
I got a Big 10 running back. Now, this is only worth 200 points because there's a lot of goodness in the Big 10. This is a conundrum for me, everyone, because there's two players who I love right here. Muhammad Ibrahim, who's
going
to come out next year, or I go for the super stud, Travion Henderson out of Ohio State. So I have a decision to make. Do I wait comfortably in a Devi league for a – he could be unbelievable, Travion Henderson. Or do I go with kind of the player that has been spectacular in college, but there's questions about him at the NFL level, even though I like Muhammad Ibrahim. I'm going to go here with Travion Henderson of Ohio State. He's a five-star recruit. The interesting thing about Henderson, that Ohio State backfield, I know Master Teague is there. I don't have a ton of confidence. I think by the halfway mark, Travion Henderson will likely be the starter for the Buckeyes. He could be a rock star in that system. So I'm going Travion Henderson for $200.
Yeah, I like that pick. And you know, as John kind of preps up my next selection here, I'll point out that John just ran into a classic Devi conundrum there of do you wait longer for the player that you expect to have, I would say, a significantly higher ceiling than Mo Ibrahim. And I think Ibrahim was a great name to mention because I do think he's underrated. I do think he'll get drafted. But, you know, I think that John made the decision that I would have made as well. You go for the upside. You go for the talent, even if you have to wait a little bit, especially when it comes to a running back in Ohio State system. It's really hard to go wrong.
All right. Are you ready, my friend Matt?
Here we go.
You got V34.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. Matt has a Big 12 wide receiver worth 400 points.
You know, you have some options here. You certainly could consider David Bell, and I know John would consider David Bell for sure with this pick. For me, it's between the two wide receivers from Ohio State. And, you know, you could go 4, 5, 6 deep for wide receivers at Ohio State.
Matt, Big 12, Big 12.
Oh, I thought you said Big 10. Oh,
no, I'm sorry, Big 12.
This is far less interesting. oh, gosh. Okay, let me just scroll down the board here.
far less interesting.
That took a left turn quick. All right, well, it looks like I got to go with Marvin Mims then. A little undersized, not exactly what you want to see. I mean, he's still young, 5'11", 177, former four-star wide receiver here. He caught 37 balls, 610 yards, 9 touchdowns as a true freshman. He, of course, has Spencer Rattler there, and it seems like they had a little bit of rapport right off the bat. And we had Rambo, right? Rambo transfer out of Oklahoma to Miami, opening up the field a little bit. So, you know, Marvin Mims kind of has the ability to break out again. You know, the athleticism's there. Everything is there. A little undersized, but, you know, he still has time to pack that on. So I'll handle my slight disappointment of a draw there by offsetting it by getting Marvin Mims.
And I think his 9 touchdowns was an Oklahoma freshman record. I believe I was doing some research on him. I think so. He was very impressive last year.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh. Our first FF column. We are FF64 Oh, I think this is a Devi Daily double. John gets to pick any player at any position in the Power Five conferences.
This feels rigged.
Matt's like, cheater. All right, Dave. So I'm obviously going to, do I go the quarterback or do I go the stud running back? You know what? I'm going to take him off the board and make Matt dig a little bit deeper. I'm going to take Bijan Robinson of Texas. Man, I got Henderson and Robinson. I was just watching some film. I got to do my Devi studying today on film watching on deck. Man, five-star recruit, 6 feet, 215 pounds, 899 yards as a true freshman, 15 receptions. Bijan Robinson, he might be the next real deal. Two running backs at Texas, Ricky Williams and Earl Campbell, have won the Heisman. It is plus 2,500 to win the Heisman. I'll take Bijan Robinson here as my other running back out of Texas. And that's worth 800 points. Woo-hoo! All right, Matt is up. Oh, I got to spin.
Hey, you gotta let me know. All I'm saying is I got the Big 12 and you got anybody you wanted. So
there's two more Devi Daily doubles, my brother. So we have another FF column. And
all right,
we have FF62. Ooh, Matt gets miscellaneous tight end. So it is not bound by a conference. He can take any tight end in the country.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what, John? It might surprise some folks. but you know what? Maybe I'll just, you know, play right into the no conference. But I'm going to go with Michael Mayer. Woo! I'm going with Mayer over Eric Gilbert. And listen, there's plenty of reasons to fade Eric Gilbert. He had a tumultuous offseason. You know, leaving LSU, going to Florida, ending up at Georgia, you know, all over the place. And I think he'll straighten up and he'll figure out, you know, his path and where he needs to be. But I don't think he's going to be highlighted in the way that we want, you know, in that offense. And Michael Mayer, man, he stood out as a true freshman for Notre Dame. 42 balls, 450 yards, and two touchdowns. I know that doesn't sound incredible, but that you're in the Notre Dame passing game and you're a true freshman tight end. That's impressive. He's 6'4", he's 232, and I think he's a really athletic pass catcher. He's a former five-star. He's going to stand out, John, and I'm taking him over Eric Gilbert, who is, I would say, the more pure athletic talent and probably has the higher upside. But I think Mayer is on track to be a first-round draft pick, and Gilbert will probably get there too, but there's enough question marks for me right now.
I actually have Mayer ranked ahead of Gilbert in my Devi rankings too. I'm a little bit concerned about Gilbert. We have to see him. I think this is an important year. And then there's rumors he might transfer to wide receiver. The Gators might move him to wide receiver. So I have some questions there. And for all of the viewers, Notre Dame counts as a Power Five. Next week, all independent programs are part of the group of five. Notre Dame's the only independent school that counts as a Power Five. So I love that pick, Matt. Let's hopefully get – we need some – put the board up. What colors do we need? We don't have any quarterbacks, right? So maybe we get – what do I root for here?
Yeah, let's get some quarterbacks out there, John.
Hopefully we'll get a white ball or a blue ball. Ah, we got a white. All right, let's see. We have D4. Ooh, I have Big Ten quarterbacks for 400.
Oh, boy.
So, now, this is an interesting, again, do I go for a player who I might have to wait a couple years on, but I believe in, and there's also a question mark, is he actually going to be the starter? Now, I watched a spring game. They are loaded at quarterback at Ohio State. My eyeball test and what I've seen, I think C.J. Stroud is going to win that job out of for the Buckeyes this year. Now, they have Kyle McCord, another five-star recruit, but he's a true freshman. C.J. Stroud played a little bit behind Justin Fields last year, and he looks the real deal. He had a great spring game. So I'm going to take C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State as my quarterback. All right? Now, we're halfway done. Matt and I have built – we've each taken four players out of our eight. Right now, Matt has $1,200 in the bank. I have $1,600 in the bank. Matt has Zach Charbonnet at running back, Treylon Burks at wide receiver, Marvin Mims at wide receiver, and Michael Meyer at tight end. I have C.J. Stroud at quarterback, Travion Henderson at running back, two Buckeyes as a Michigan fan, Bijan Robinson at running back, and Justin Ross. Now, I hit the daily Debbie double. That's why my team, I was able to get two running backs. There's two more Debbie daily doubles alive in the spin room. Let's see if one of us gets another one here. But Matt's up. Matt, how are you feeling so far?
A little I mean, you got the studs here. You have the young studs in Bijan Robinson and Travion Henderson. I will say, you know, C.J. Stroud is a good pick. I think it's the pick I would have made. But there's a lot of hype around this young guy coming in, Quinn Ewers, and he might take his job quickly. So, you know, maybe that'll save me a little bit. But I like that I got Mayer as my tight end, and I like that I got Treylon Burks. So we'll see how things shake out. I'm optimistic.
All right, Matt's up. Let me spin the wheel or the cage. I keep calling it wheel. Ooh. We have a what is the blue board? Is it G or B, D-E-V-Y? Yes, Y, right? Is the blue. All right. You have Y48. Y48. Excellent. So we go to Y48. Ooh, Pac-12 wide receivers for 300, Matt. Pac-12 wide receivers. So for now on,
okay. That's not bad.
No, I think it's pretty good. So Matt has Pac-12 wide receivers. Now, this will be his last wide receiver. So he has a choice coming up. If he gets another wide receiver, he has the option to put it in a super flex, or we can spin the wheel again so he can fulfill his roster. All right, Matt, who's your Pac-12 wide receiver?
All right. It's going to be pretty easy for me here. It's Drake London out of USC. I'm definitely a big Drake London fan. 6'5", 205 pounds. Drake London, actually a dual athlete. He also plays for the basketball team at USC. A common thing in high school. Not a lot of folks hold on to that going into college. He combines size with sticky hands, athleticism, and he really pops out in an offense that likes to pass the ball. I expect him to be featured at a high level this year. With Amon-Ra St. Brown and Tyler Vaughns both exiting for the NFL, and also for what I expect to be a bounce-back season for Keaton Slovis, where he's a little bit more comfortable and confident throwing the ball, most likely coming off of what we're hearing was a throwing arm injury this past season. So I think Drake London is settled in for a big year. I'm really excited about him. And if you combine athleticism with being 6'5", the NFL is going to be very interested.
Absolutely. I'm a big Drake London guy, and I've watched a lot of film. He doesn't excel at separation yet. I'm going to watch that. It could be nuance. It could be coaching. He might need to gain more experience. But, man, do I like Drake London as a mismatch in that slot. And I know this might sound, you know, crazy to people. He does remind me of Juju Smith playing out of the slot at times. He's just such a big body and such a mismatch in that Pac-12 conference. I can't wait to see him develop this year. All right, so let me spin the cage here.
Let's see. All right. Let me see. I'm hoping you get some Pac-12. Balance this out, man.
All right. Oh, that's so good, dude. Why? I got Y46. So what do I got for Y46? SEC wide receiver.
Oh, boy.
But it's only worth 100 points. So to me, it's pretty obvious. I mean, it's not saying anything brilliant. LSU is wide receiver U. If you were not impressed with Keyshawn Boutte the second half of last season, oh, my God. When Terrence Marshall opted out, and we loved him, Matt and I talked about him all offseason, Boutte walked into that starting position for the LSU Tigers. And he was so good as a freshman, 45 receptions, 735 yards, and 5 touchdowns. 5-star recruit. I'm going Keyshawn Boutte at wide receiver.
Yeah, that's a great pick right there. Hard to argue with it. But, you know, I'm finding this interesting, John. I haven't made a quarterback selection, and yeah. I feel like John is secretly getting me back for always drafting quarterbacks first in everything we do. So I do. I feel like John, maybe the balls will give me a better fate here on this next spin.
Maybe the bingo gods will be better for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might just be you rigging the wheel. I hate to say it, John. I hate to say it, but maybe I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist.
Let me get something in here.
Let's see the drama here. See, this is what I'm saying. You know, there's a lot of drama behind this cage. All right.
All right. We got E16. So that's got to be E. Ooh, Matt, an SEC running back.
But oh, there you go.
Bijan Robinson. No, he's sorry. Bijan was from the Big 12. So you have an SEC running back, my brother.
Yeah, I think for most folks, they would jump to one of two guys here. I actually like a third one in a similar conversation, but I think it's got to come down to Isaiah Spiller or Tank Bigsby. And right now, I do have Isaiah Spiller ranked literally one spot ahead in my Devy rankings. So I'm going to go with Spiller. You know, he had a great freshman year, very productive in his first season. And the whole conversation was that he blew up in a few games that weren't SEC games. He goes into his sophomore year, and guess what? He only played SEC games last year, and he absolutely shredded. So, you know, for me, I'm excited about him. He's a powerful back. He's a productive back. There's great flashes of athleticism and agility in his game. Former four-star, 6'1", 220 pounds, so he's got the size to go along with it. So I'll happily take Isaiah Spiller here. I think that's a nice draw for me.
Excellent. I love Isaiah Spiller, man. I think that's he also comes out a year early. I know I could have taken Isaiah Spiller. I think Bijan, it's very close, but I do think Bijan's talent's a little bit better than Spiller. But I like the idea Spiller's going to be in the NFL next year. You know, he's in the running for a first round, obviously, because the running back position has been a little devalued. He's probably going to be a second round pick. But I love Spiller. What?
I said, yeah, probably a day two pick, but that's not knocking him at all.
No, it's not knocking him at all. I'm looking. I mean, Javonta Williams was a day two pick this year. I mean, it's just the way the NFL is. All right, so it's my turn up. Let me spin the magical cage here. Now, I need a wide receiver, a tight end, and a super flex. So let me – aha, I got a blue ball. So Y49. So, Devy Daily double, baby.
Oh, boy. I don't know about this.
I swear to God right here. I got another one. All right. So, I got Y49. So, interesting. Do I go the super flex and take the quarterback? You know what? I think I'm going to take the quarterback here in my super flex. And I'm going to take – the more I've watched him, the better he is, and I'm actually – I wish I liked him more 4 months ago, but I'm really starting to like this guy. I'm just going to say Sir DJ of the Clemson Tigers. The more I watch that Notre Dame game, and the more I watch that Boston College game, and I know you can go back to high school if you want, five-star recruit. It's amazing when you think about Dabo Sweeney. He has Trevor Lawrence, and then he recruited Sir DJ.
And out of Southern California, which is not where Clemson usually gets to.
Unbelievable, dude, that the entire Pac-12 lost this young man. It's crazy because, like, how different would USC maybe look or Oregon if they
I think he was Oregon bound. I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, I think he was Oregon bound. Not officially, but I think they were kind of crystal balled before Clemson really took over.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Dabo got him go across the country and to play at Clemson, and if you want to see some good tape, now, I love numbers, and I'm an analyst. But as a true freshman, to walk into Notre Dame, to take the Fighting Irish to overtime, people, watch that tape. That's an impressive game, everyone. I mean, the Boston College game is also impressive, but it is Boston College at home. I was much more impressed by this young man going on the road. Fighting Irish made the CFP playoffs. They had film on him, and he went into Notre Dame, and he almost won that game. I'm taking Sir DJ for my 800 daily double. Super flex.
I think you got them all. Do you get all the daily doubles? Is there anything left for me?
One more, brother.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see if you can stir one up for me. Help me out a little bit. Or at least give me a quarterback, John. No quarterbacks here for me. I have, I believe, a quarterback, a wide receiver, and a quarterback and a super flex left, right? Is that all I have left?
Yes, a quarterback and a super flex. So,
So I got to have a quarterback.
You got B5. No, D5. Which is Pac-12 quarterback, my man.
Careful when you... No, wait, no. No, I like this one.
You got two guys I know you love.
I was... So this is good, John. I actually... I've been going through this. This whole weekend has been, you know, starting my summer scouting. I've gotten 9 quarterbacks in so far that I feel like could legitimately, you know, declare for the 2022 draft. And I just watched Keaton Slovis today. I just watched Jaden Daniels today, which are going to be the two highest ranked guys. And for me, it's Jaden Daniels. And, you know, I've been bullish on Daniels. I continuously take him in the first round of Superflex Devy Leagues. I consistently get questions about this. And I'm going to probably go on a really long rant, either on Twitter or the Rookie Big Board podcast or something this week about this. But, you know, if you look at ADP for quarterbacks in the NFL right now, yet you need to have mobility. You need to have athleticism. You need to have rushing upside. And yet it is consistently the most underrated trait, I swear, when we're evaluating quarterbacks at the college level. Jaden Daniels is dynamic. He's a dual threat athlete. He's a great athlete. He's a pure runner. He can see the field well. He's really clean in and out of his jukes. All right. He cuts better than some of the running backs in this class. But you look at his mechanics in the pocket, John. He has good mechanics. He has a crisp throwing motion. He has a clean release. He throws from a set platform really consistently, and he's comfortable in the pocket. I was just watching the UCLA game back in 2020. He gets knocked all the time for being too small. Last year, he was listed at 175. There's rumors that he's weighing in at over 200 already in spring ball.
I read that too. That's big. That's important for him, I think.
It is important, but even at 175, John, you watch the UCLA game. This man was getting destroyed. I mean, you know, his offensive line was letting blitzers come at him, and he was despite the fact that he just kept getting dropped to the ground play after play, he was getting right back up. He stands in the pocket under pressure. He takes the pop, and he gets the throw out, and he gets it out, you know, with confidence. And so the competitive toughness on this guy is really strong. Now, the accuracy, yes, he needs to rein it in. I think that's where folks can really critique him. He throws behind his guys in the short field. He overthrows them in the deep field. He's got to rein that in this year. And he's at 60% career college completion through really just 14 college games. Remember, Arizona State, I think, played 4 games this past year. So yeah, he's young. But guess what? Josh Allen had, 55, 56% career completion rate? And look at the way he's progressed as a passer. You have the athleticism. and you're still going to be held very high up. So, John, you know, and anybody can, you know, gain access and look at my full summer scouting reports. I actually added all the traits this year, so everyone can see my full notebook now, which is really cool. It's patreon.com/theffeducator. And you'll see it's Spencer Rattler is, you know, graded out the highest in summer scouting at 82.25. Jaden Daniels and Sam Howell are right there at 82. It is a tight, tight race. So, you know, I hold Jaden Daniels in the same tier, the same conversation as Spencer Rattler, Sam Howell. So that was a really long rant here about it, but I'm happy to take Jaden Daniels. And listen, I might die on this hill, but if I hit, I'm going to have a whole lot of Jaden Daniels upside.
Hey, Matt, you know, you just mentioned, I like Daniels too. I do hope he gets a little bit more weight. I am a little bit concerned about that. This is a big year for Jaden Daniels. They've upgraded the wide receiver position at Arizona State. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to have one of the best running games in the nation. I've been studying these running backs at Arizona State. They're unbelievable. The offensive line is good. So I think Jaden Daniels, I think they're a sneaky team to win the Pac-12. So I'm looking forward to seeing Jaden Daniels and this Sun Devils offense. Now, Matt mentioned two quarterbacks, Spencer Rattler and Sam Howell, and he has a super flex. I can't take either of those two quarterbacks. So Matt could finish out very strong here with one of those two quarterbacks. Now, I have only a wide receiver, a tight end. So we're going to have to spin the wheel until I have an opportunity to get a draft, a tight end, or a wide receiver. So let's see here. Aha. We have the 33. Ooh, I have a Pac-12 wide receiver now.
Oh, hey now.
Let's see what's left. Now Matt's like someone else digs into the Pac-12. He's very happy about this. So interesting. I could go another Trojan here, but I'm not going to take two Trojans. I'm going to take a player that maybe people aren't paying attention to. Maybe he's available. But Matt, Micah Pittman of Oregon Ducks.
Interesting choice.
He's an interesting wide receiver. Let me see. Let me get his measurements right here. I want to look on my board here. Micah Pittman, 5'11", 200 pounds. Four-star recruit. Now, he hasn't popped when you look at the production model. 26 receptions, 350 yards, 13.5 yards per catch. But they have. He has the pedigree. We do know Oregon wide receivers can be productive in the NFL. I didn't want to go Brew McCoy. I didn't want to go two Trojans here. So, ladies and gentlemen, check out some tape. Look up Micah Pittman of the Oregon Ducks. He's a very interesting Devy player who's basically free in most Devy drafts right now. If he hits, you could be in really good position, everyone.
All right. Yeah, that's an interesting pick. That's a guy that I definitely have stashed in a lot of spots. I've been disappointed thus far, but, you know, you have a little bit of innovation, I think, coming to that Oregon offense. And they have, I think Brown's going to hold him over this year, but definitely some Ty Thompson. A lot of folks are excited about him, and that could help spark Pittman. And of course, John, the younger brother of somebody that we were very high on coming out, Michael Pittman.
Absolutely. I mean, he's interesting. I'm going to hold on to him. So Matt has a super flex. So
you're pretty much just telling me what conference I get to pick my quarterback from. This is
so Matt has D2, which is an SEC quarterback.
Okay.
An SEC quarterback. So unfortunately, Howell and Rattler were not picked in this draft. But there's lots of talent in the SEC, right, my friend?
Hey, it's a pretty easy one. You took DJU for Clemson, and I'm going to take the guy who's going to kind of be paired with him moving forward here, a fellow five-star recruit in that draft class, and it's going to be Bryce Young out of Alabama. I mean, you know, he was the second overall recruit in 2020. You know, him and DJU, I think, are going to kind of have a Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence type relationship. But with the ability for Bryce Young to really take over and be even more prominent, you know, he's 5'11", he's 197. So he's definitely a little bit smaller of a quarterback compared to DJU. But we're talking about a true dual threat athlete. He's got a great arm. He can get it done on the ground as well. A lot of folks, John, thought he was going to beat out Mac Jones for the starting job as a true freshman at Alabama. That's not something that happens very often, at least in the preseason. I'm not sure it's ever happened. But it was a very close competition, and there was a lot. There's a lot of thought out there that if it wasn't for COVID shortening the practice time, we might not have seen Mac Jones on the field. He might not have gotten to the point where he could have been the 15th overall pick because it was almost Bryce Young taking over this offense. And what does he inherit? He inherits, first off, an excellent running game that's going to help open up the field for him and some of the most talented wide receivers in the country, despite the fact that they've sent four guys into the NFL the last 2 years. They're still reloaded and ready to be, you know, dangerous again. And so Bryce Young, you know, on my overall Devy rankings, he's two. You know, there's super flex rankings, so he's two. DJU is one. And so it's impossible to ignore Bryce Young. So that's a really nice. I had to wait a while to get my quarterbacks, but to come away with Bryce Young and Jaden Daniels, I'd say is well worth the wait.
And everyone, we know how good Sam Howell and Spencer Rattler are, but we are at the mercy of the bingo board. And unfortunately for both Matt and I, we did not have an opportunity to draft the quarterback from the Big 12 or from the ACC. And of course we know those, but that's why we wanted to do this, make it a little bit different. Matt and I would have obviously have taken Sam Howell and, you know, and Spencer Rattler in a normal, but it's the Devy bingo board. Now I'm down to the tight end. So the only tight end I need a blue or a green ball, and they might not even be the tight end position, because there's other, let's see, I got a green ball first. So we have FF61, which is a miscellaneous running back. So I can't use that ball because that would be a miscellaneous running back. So I can't use that.
Back to the cage here.
Back to the cage.
He's stalling. He really doesn't want to draft a tight end.
I have FF65. Which is a Big 12 wide receiver. I can't use that one.
The stalling continues. You might as well just give yourself the last daily double, John. You know you got it.
Well, I took the quarterback. This one, I can't use this one. It would have been B3, which what is B3? That what quarterback? That would have been ACC quarterback. All right, let's go here.
You might be able to use DJU at the tight end position. He's got enough. He's got enough meat on him.
He's got enough meat. Let me Oh, my God. Come on. Now the cage isn't working. There's only five balls remaining.
I'm telling you. That's how bad the tight end position is in Devy. This is a fantastic metaphor. It's not a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence. Let's see. E18 is not a tight end. Those were all running backs. That would have been an ACC running back. Here. What's that blue one? Get in there. Give me something. Oh, my. Here. The bottom of the cage doesn't work as well, everyone. We have Y47. An SEC tight end.
Oh, I wonder where he's going with this.
Probably everyone knows this by now. Jalen Weidenmeyer, Texas A&M.
Oh, that's who you're going with.
I am a huge Weidenmeyer fan. I think he's unbelievably special. Jimbo Fisher coaches up the tight end position. It is going to be, I think he's going to have a spectacular season. I think he's the number one receiving threat on the Aggies this year. I don't love their wide receivers. One of them may pop. I get it. Everyone, they have talent. But I have most of the faith in Jalen Weidenmeyer. So for $200, I'm going to take the SEC tight end. Matt, you want to summarize your team for the viewers?
So I ended up with Jaden Daniels in my quarterback slot, Bryce Young in my super flex spot, Isaiah Spiller, Zach Charbonnet, Treylon Burks, Marvin Mims, Drake London, Michael Mayer. Hey, listen, Michael Mayer, I always get that wrong. Listen, if this was a draft without rules, I might have come away with a similar squad here. I mean, not exactly the same, but it started off a little rough. I got to be honest with you. It wasn't guys that I normally would have honed in on, but you know, I came away with Jaden Daniels, Bryce Young, guys I'm drafting a lot. I'm trying to get Isaiah Spiller wherever I can. Drake London falls to me rather consistently in, you know, rounds like three of a Devi draft. So I think this is a good squad, John. I got to say, for the fact that this we intentionally built in chaos, I think I came away with a pretty solid squad.
Matt, you have two of my favorite players in Isaiah Spiller and Treylon Burke. So I think those guys are unbelievable. And Bryce Young, I mean, it's interesting. His Heisman odds are moving up. He's also skyrocketing in college fantasy football leagues. He's going earlier and earlier. People are starting to catch up that this is the next Alabama. He's a five-star recruit, and Matt had mentioned it. If it wasn't for COVID, there were rumors that Bryce Young might have started for the Crimson Tide last year ahead of Mac Jones. But it became evident that as COVID happened, protocols, less practice, that Nick Saban and the coaching staff felt safer with Mac Jones. And then he was just so good. How are you going to take Mac Jones out off the field? You just can't. So Bryce Young is now the guy. So, yeah, I like that team a lot. I got a little lucky because I got two daily Devi doubles. I mean, that changes the kind of the board. Next week we'll see there's three of them, but only two of them came up. I got C.J. Stroud at my quarterback on the Big Ten, his teammate Trevian Henderson, and then Bijan Robinson out of Texas, like my two backfields. You're looking at the class of what, 2023 and 2024, maybe? So I do have to wait, so there's some risk there. Justin Ross, who I like, but I know there's injury concerns. I get it. Keyshawn Boutte, who I absolutely love. Mika Pittman is kind of my wild card out of Oregon. He's costing you nothing, but I do like the upside, the chance there that he might pop. Jalen Weidemeyer is my number one tight end in Devi and college fantasy football. And Sir DJ, super flex, out of Clemson. He's going to be a star this year. That's my squad. And we're looking at the Jeopardy. Because I hit two daily Devi doubles, I ended up with 3,000. Matt had 2,300. That was just for fun. But that is our Power 5 Devi bingo game. Matt, what do you think?
I think I feel all sorts of feelings right now. Just really leaning into the pure chaos here, you know, but having some fun here over the summer. That's what it's all about. So I think it was a great way to highlight some of our players. I think it's a fun concept. John said, let me throw something new at you. And I said, oh boy, here we go. So it was a good time, a fun idea. I hope you leaned into the chaos with us and enjoyed it as well.
Thanks, Matt, for doing it. And next week, everyone, we are doing the group of five. So it's going to be a much tougher board. We're going to have to dig deeper on our Devi prospects. And again, we know there are other great Devi prospects. Go to Matt's Patreon page. It's incredible, everyone. He has everything that you need for NFL draft, Devi rankings, rookie rankings, everything you need. Check that all out with Matt. But we wanted to give you a sample of what we're doing, give you something different. That was our first address into Devi Bingo, everyone. Hope you enjoyed it.
Absolutely. As always, thanks for checking out the Devi Seminar presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. If you have not already, leave us a 5-star review. We really appreciate that. It helps us get the word out. Enjoy the summer. We will be back.